With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A Texas-sized tragedy amid the bitter cold that grips so much of the country following the massive winter storm.
In Bonham, Texas.
I watched all of them struggle.
Brothers aged 6, 8, and 9 fell through the ice on a pond Monday. Cheyenne Hangeman is their mother.
I ran across as much ice as I could to get to them and eventually ended up falling in myself.
She says she tried to pull them out of the water.
But the ice just kept breaking every time I would set them up there, and I would just keep trying to go to each one of them, trying to help them. And it was only me.
Hangeman said a man eventually arrived on the scene and was able to throw her a rope and pull her out.
I couldn't breathe. I couldn't move. By that time, I knew that my kids were already gone. So I just had to try to fight for my life at that point.
Correspondent Ben Thomas says the weather-related death toll has now risen to at least 50. They're pulling the belt even tighter at e-commerce giant Amazon, cutting 16,000 jobs in its latest round of layoffs. To cut or not to cut, the Federal Reserve set to announce its latest decision on interest rates.
Federal Reserve officials are expected to keep their short-term interest rate unchanged after three rate cuts last year. Not making a change after today's meeting would ignore pressure for lowering borrowing costs from the White House in favor of waiting to see how the economy evolves. The rate-setting committee remains split between those officials who oppose further cuts until inflation comes down and those who want to lower rates to further support hiring. Most economists expect the Fed to cut rates twice this year, most likely at the June meeting or later. Mike Hemp in Washington.
The Dow trading 45 points higher. This is SRN News. Is America having a revival?
The answer is a resounding maybe. There are a lot of small polls that indicate an uptick in the percentage of young people who are reading the Bible and going to church. It started after Charlie Kirk's assassination last year. However, the big national polls still indicate a broad decline in Christianity in the U.S., with non-religious people now accounting for more than 25% of the population. More religious young people could change that picture eventually. Michael Harrington reporting.
A lot of people in this country continue turning to the Word of God in troubled times. The American Bible Society's annual report finds that about 41% of Americans qualify as Bible users, meaning they have read the Scriptures at least three times a year outside of church services. That's up from 38% last year, but it is down from 2021, when half of Americans who were surveyed fit that category. This is SRN News. You've heard of the doomsday clock? Well, it's still out there, still ticking.
The Bulletin of Atomic Scientists has moved the doomsday clock ever closer to midnight. Daniel Holds is chair of the group's Science and Security Board.
The doomsday clock is now at 85 seconds to midnight.
The advocacy group began using a clock in 1947 to symbolize the potential of people doing something that could end humanity. Over the years, the group has changed from counting down the minutes to counting down the seconds. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A man sprayed an unknown substance on Democrat Congresswoman Ilhan Omar before being tackled to the ground during yesterday's town hall that she was hosting. Took place in Minneapolis. The audience cheering as the man was pinned down, his arms tied behind his back. Omar then continued the town hall after the man was ushered out of the room. More details at srnnews.com.